13.3 Generations Living Together in India.
18-year-old Rahul lives in a large three-story house in Delhi, India, which he shares with his extended family. His parents, his two sisters, his grandparents on his father's side, and his father's two unmarried brothers. In India, the family is seen as an important social institution, as it is in many societies. But the traditional Indian family structure is somewhat different from that found in the West. For example, long after he stops being the official breadwinner, Rahul's grandfather remains the head of the household, and no key decision is taken without first discussing it with him. Respect for the elderly is still an important part of Indian culture. When he greets his grandparents, for example, Rahul bends down and touches their feet as a mark of respect. Rahul's parents had an arranged marriage when his mother was just 15 years old, and he thinks that Westerners are a little prejudiced when it comes to arranged marriages. In India, marriages are considered to be a union of the families, rather than that of just two individuals. So, it makes sense that the decision about whom to marry involves the entire family, and not just the bride and groom. Nowadays, couples get to know each other before they tie the knot, and in educated Indian families, forcing someone to get married is increasingly unacceptable. "My family is still very traditional," Rahul says. "My father is the breadwinner, while my mother stays at home, taking care of the household. That is her job. When my two uncles get married, their wives will join our family. Then my mother will have some help. At the moment, she has to do everything on her own." Rahul's mother spends the larger part of her day preparing fresh vegetarian meals for the large family, who eat all meals together. His sisters help around the house, but since both are students at university, they are often out. They are part of a growing number of educated middle-class Indian women who want to follow a career. In today's India, earning good money is becoming a more valuable skill for women who want to get married than her cooking and housekeeping abilities. Rahul would like to marry an educated girl himself. "We live with my parents, of course, so if my wife doesn't like to cook, my mother can do it. She's very good at it." He cannot imagine living in a small nuclear family. "Oh, it would be boring. To me, the word family means everybody that is related to me, and I want to have them all around me. My family takes care of me, and I will take care of my family. Who else can you depend on?"